At Friday's meeting, State Senator Harry Brown told Onslow County School Board members the General Assembly will likely offer districts some kind of flexibility to meet next year's K-3 class size requirements. But he says he's unsure what that might look like.
I think there's a compromise somewhere in the middle. I would bet that there's 80 counties that have been able to comply with what the law intent is. There's probably 20 growth counties that are struggling with it. Onslow County is one of those growth counties, so we may have to find a way to give them some flexibility to work through this issue.
Onslow County school district leaders say enrollment grows by about 300 students each year. This growth makes reducing average K-3 class sizes from 20 students to between 16 and 18 students especially challenging. The district needs to create 87 additional classrooms to meet next year's requirements. If state lawmakers refuse to offer some leeway on the class size restrictions, Superintendent Rick Stout says the district plans to convert media centers, gymnasiums, music, and art rooms into regular classrooms.
We're talking about our art, music, and putting them on a cart and actually going to classroom rather than students going to those, which is not an ideal situation. But obviously, you know, we've got to meet whatever, you know, we're mandated to do by the state. So we're hoping for that compromise.
But even after the district uses all of its available space, Stout says it will still need 14 additional classrooms to accommodate the smaller K-3 class sizes.
So what does that mean? We'll have to find mobile units that we currently exist on our property or buy new ones or make combination classrooms where you have three teachers in the two classrooms to try to make the numbers work for that K-3 legislation.
The district will also need 51 extra K-3 teachers by next school year. To address this shortage, Stout says the district plans to assign some 4th through 12th grade teachers to K-3 classrooms.
If we start eliminating teachers from those classrooms become bigger. So your 4th and 5th grade classrooms now might go from 30 to 35 or even larger on up because we're using teachers that would normally be teaching in those grades down into K-3.
Senator Harry Brown told school board members a resolution addressing the class size mandate probably won't happen until May. But Stout says the board needs action on the issue by March to plan for next year's budget, which the state requires counties to finalize by May 15th.
So we can go ahead and start doing the purchase or start planning on moving trailers to the places that we're really going to need it and have it open by August.
Onslow County Commissioner Mark Price says there's little county lawmakers can do if the General Assembly refuses to provide more funding or flexibility to help districts accommodate smaller class sizes. One option, he says, is to increase the share of local dollars the school district receives, but Price says that's an unpopular idea among county commissioners and one he's very reluctant to support.
I would not want to see the tax rate to increase, and so that's the primary reason I don't think we need to get into renegotiating that funding formula. I think the state needs to take action. The state has passed a piece of legislation. It's an unfunded mandate. The state used to always say, we don't like all these unfunded mandates coming down from the federal level. Now we're seeing it come down from the state level to the local communities, and we don't seem nearly as concerned about it as perhaps we should be.
State Senator Harry Brown says the legislature has given school districts roughly $220 million over the last 4 years to cover the cost of reducing K-3 class sizes. And this investment, he says, is why many state lawmakers are disinclined to repeal the mandate or give districts more time to implement it.
In the 14-15 budget, we started putting dollars in to reduce these class sizes. And what we found is a lot of the LEAs were not doing that. So it's frustrating, I think, for us as legislators, especially when we talk to our teachers that still have 25 kids in their class. They're saying, why can't you help me? We need to reduce these class sizes. Well, we had been doing that, and yet it hadn't been happening. So it almost came to a point that you had to mandate it in order to move the needle.
Onslow County Schools Superintendent Rick Stout says over the last few years, the district has been reducing K-3 class sizes to comply with state law. But yearly enrollment growth creates a need for more funding than the state's provided, he says.
It doesn't come out where we've had an increase. We actually had a decrease in terms of allotment for teachers. And then we talked about in 14 when he was talking about the numbers, we did reduce that in K-3, but we increased it in 4, 5, 6, and 7 on up.
NC Justice Center estimates state statewide, local school districts still need about $300 million to pay for more than 4,700 K-3 teachers. Senator Brown says he thinks lawmakers are open to allocating more funding to help districts reduce their class sizes, but he offered no specifics on how much they would give. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.